Those are sprinkling cans and those buckets. And
What kinds of materials would buckets be made out of?
Well, usually, originally they were all made out of wood staves. Most of them are pails now, tin pails, plastic pails. You can't buy a tin pail anymore.
So a bucket is specifically something that had those wood pieces, like, sort of tied together?
Well, I can picture the old-fashioned bucket that had little ears on it, and a wood dowel went through it, and you held it like that, and it was made out of staves, but that would really be an antique at this particular time. So if you wanted to go out and buy something now to put water in, I guess you'd end up with a plastic pail or maybe a steel pail.
Now, to wash dishes by hand, you have to use something to wipe the dishes. What do you use?
Well, I would call it a dishcloth, I presume.
Now, to dry the dishes...
Well, you mean to wash the dishes?
Yeah, to wash
the dishes. A dishcloth? Well, a wash rag, how's that? A dish towel is what you would wipe them with.
Okay.
What I would wipe them with.
And people dry themselves off with...
Normally a bath towel.
Okay. And to do the dishes, you have to turn on the...
Water?
And the water comes out of a...
faucet.
Now, is that the same as the one that's outside?
Well, the ones outside architecturally are referred to as hose bibs. Silcock, that's another word. And it is essentially a faucet. But it's normally only cold water outside, and inside you might have a single or a dual faucet, which would have both temperatures.
Now, let's see. When you want to heat water up for tea, you would heat it on the stove in what?
Well, if you're lucky, had a tea kettle, it'd work out just fine.
And if you're cooking an egg on top of the stove, you'd cook it in a...
shallow pan and hope it didn't break when you're cooking it.
Right.
Speaking of a soft-boiled egg that turns hard?
Well, more like a sunny-side-up egg.
Oh, I'd be in a frying pan then.
Okay, is that the same as a skillet?
No.
Oh,
of course, yeah. They're interchangeable.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking in terms of a pan with water that you would boil an egg in for a soft-boiled egg.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But if you're going to fry it or poach something, you'd do it in a shallower pan, which would be referred to as a frying pan or a skillet,
Okay.
in my vocabulary.
Okay. Now, this is one that nobody's been able to get yet, but I'll ask you. there's sort of a makeshift lamp that they make in some rural areas out of like a bottle with a rag for a wick and some liquid.
We used to use those. Coal oil lamp, yeah.
Yeah.
We have one hanging, that's the one in our kitchen. That was a coal oil lamp that has been electrified.
Oh, wow.
We have a place up in Alta, New Mexico, and we have a couple up there just in case, it has the wick and all that stuff.
And what's another?
Kerosene is another word for coal oil.
Oh, it's the same thing.
It's the same
as
thing.
Coal oil.
Kerosene and coal oil are interchangeable terms as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Kerosene is more common now. And I don't know why it was called coal oil, I think, because originally, many, many years ago, there was some way of processing coal, as I recall, and don't quote me though. They used to make a liquid out of it somewhere, and maybe that's the reason it was called coal oil.
Maybe, yeah.